Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound. Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Hello?
Hey, Curtis, it's Keaton. How you doing?
Good.
Good, man. I've been reaching out to you. I've been trying to get a hold of you today. I hope I'm not bothering you too much.
No, I just woke up. I wouldn't feel
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
My back.
I didn't mean to. Your back's hurting?
Yeah. I'm on oxygen.
Oh, I got you. No, I didn't know that. That's got to make it hard to move around.
Well, yeah, when your oxygen goes to dropping like that, it causes your back to hurt. My oxygen was dropping yesterday down into the 80s. I'm back up to, like, 93. I ain't trying to bother with all that crap. You don't care, but then, you know. Are you going to tell me what you got?
I got some back problems, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just from wrestling for so long.
All my problems started out from pneumonia.
Pneumonia? Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
I got pneumonia in 21. I've been on oxygen since 21 of November. 2021 of November.
I mean, hopefully that's helping you out.
It's a drag. It's keeping me alive. That's about all I can say. It's a hand up to everything I gotta do. You got to have it everywhere you go. I pity the person that has to ever have it besides myself. It just ruins your life by 98% of your life. You can't do nothing.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
It's just here living and eating.
Yeah.
Maybe have a little fun. Get out, ride around, find a little place to pull on and do a little fishing. That's about life.
That sounds like the dream, man.
Yeah.
You think $35,000 would help you party a little more or help you have a little more fun?
Yeah. Sure would. I'd buy me one concentrator going on. In place of carrying a bunch of oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
you can buy them portable oxygen tanks like you can carry on your sad for $5,000. That'd be one of the first things I'd buy me.
What was that? You're going to buy a what?
Oxygen concentrator.
Oxygen
to carry on my sad.
Is it expensive?
Yes. $5,000.
Shoot.
$5,000 is expensive to me.
Man. Well, shoot, let's get this agreement together and maybe we could sell the property for you and get you some money so you can buy that portable oxygen tank.
All right.
Go ahead.
It'll be March before I get my stuff out of there.
Okay. So if I were to put that on paper, if I were to put down the end of March, would you be able to sign that today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll put down, you sure the end of March is enough time? I can do April. I mean, it's really, really your call. Because I don't want you to feel rushed, you know what I mean? Like, this is really, you know, it's a property. It's all going to be on your time. I want to make sure you have enough time to get everything you need out of there, especially after hearing that you're hauling an oxygen tank around. I know you want to have as much time as possible.
March is pretty cold, isn't it, at Hams?
After February, you should be good.
About the first week of April.
All right, let me write that down. All right, April.
First week of April.
All right, I can write April 1st week. So April, you want to do April 1st?
Yep.
All right, April. What was that?
April 5th.
April 5th? Okay, I'll change that up. April 5th, 2024. That's crazy. We're in 24 now. And my plan here is to, I was going to email it to you, the Curtis Austin 083, and then I was going to coach you through it. I'm going to show you the paperwork and kind of step by step. If you had any questions, I was going to be here to help you answer them. And while I'm on the phone with you, does that sound like a good plan?
Can we do that in the morning? I'm going to come. I'm very busy right now.
Yeah, we can set that in the morning if that's easier for you.
Say 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll be at work at 9 o'clock. Are you going to be awake by then, though? I was trying to call you this morning. I had some trouble.
Well, my phone, I had a bunch of calls on it. I've been trying to get rid of them, and I've been talking to my insurance company, and I've been talking to my bank trying to straighten out one of my cards on my Visa. I don't know why it ain't working. And then she called me back and told me that it was a fraud card or something. I don't know.
Oh.
She said it was a fraud. And for me to discard it, that sent me another one.
Okay, so you've been real busy this morning.
Yes, I am.
All right, no worries. I mean, if you'd like, I mean, we could do it now so you're not busy tomorrow. I mean, I think it would take less than 10.
Well, I'm going to be busy the rest of this evening because I got to leave them here. It's
supposed
to be sunny down there in Glasgow this evening.
Yes, sir.
I think 3 o'clock, 3:30, which was
okay. Yeah, I won't take more than 15 minutes time.
All right, we're doing 9 o'clock in the morning, okay?
All right, boss. That sounds good.
All right. You send it to me. I'm looking over. See what I'm
getting
into. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, Curtis. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.